Welcome back to the Real O Show podcast. Today we sit down with Tip from Carts in the Basement to discuss Rod Wave's brand new project, Nostalgia. We go over the structure of the album and the emotion that it provokes from the first song to the last song. We each give our top three favorite songs and also wait to the end because I get animated at Joshua for not giving me the cosign for putting him onto Rod Wave years ago. It's a fun conversation. It is short, but if you do enjoy it, subscribe for new weekly podcasts. Thank you. I got a stack of this gold. I tell you I'm on a roll. About to get all this dope. We ain't no fuck niggas, no. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know. Welcome back to the Real O Show podcast. Appreciate you tuning in. We have a special conversation close to my heart, but everybody's heart that's sitting in the room. Obviously, we have Tip from Carts from the Basement, got OSHA's always, but we wanted to talk Rod Wave Nostalgia.
Nostalgia, the new album.
The new album that just dropped, but I also want to talk about his legacy. Now, I want to open it up quickly to everybody's thoughts, and then I want to get back to mine because I'm the biggest Rod Wave fan here, so I have the most say. Okay,
so does got the sweatshirt on.
I mean, he's the only one. That aren't, he says he's the only Rodway, biggest Rodway fan here, but he's the only one that hasn't bought tickets to the Nostalgia.
Yeah, what did I say today?
How many times have we all seen Rodway in the last 2 years? This is about to be my third time seeing Rodway in the last 2 years.
That's okay. I missed my second, but this but if you're talking about how many tickets I bought in the most Rodway tickets here.
But you know. I'll go there with him. And what did I say in the car, Tip? You got this on wax for me. I was like, bro, I might fuck around and get the meet and greet tickets.
Might get the VIP, might get the meet and greet.
So Rod would be like, hey, what's up, youngin'?
stroking his waves, trying to get the waves back.
Tip, you know, talk about, you know, Nostalgia, 18 songs, 105 minutes with the three music videos. So about 54 minutes.
Which is something that people don't do anymore.
Yes. But Rod
killed it. This album, top to bottom, 18 songs, all hits, no skips. And Rod continues to do his thing. I think this album specifically he's really stamped his mark on the game. And I think overall the title of Nostalgia and the album concept from Rod is like, these songs are immediately going to be a classic. We talk about music and how it's emotional and how you remember times, parts of your life when this music, you know, you were listening to it the most, and Rod knows that. And so he's kind of saying like, people always look back on my music. They'll have that nostalgia with
it. Yes. Which is a sentimental longing for like the past that you connect to a specific event with like a specific person or association of people. For the people that actually don't know the definition, it's relatively, I think that's like 98% accurate.
Relatively. Just looked it up, and that's the exact definition, but relatively the definition.
But please look it up. I also want to get back to top three songs once we all give our feedback. So Joshua, what are your initial thoughts on it?
Thought it was really good. I thought this album was for Rod Wave fans. Like, I don't think if I've never heard Rod Wave before, I'm like, that was my favorite album. But I will say this, the Rod Wave Nostalgia album takes multiple listens.
Took me three before I was like, all right, this motherfucker.
Yeah, I agree. It took me a couple listens because
I listened to it.
And I will
times.
Say this, some of my favorite albums of all time have been albums the first time I listened to them, I was like, huh. But it's almost because it goes over your head a little bit. Mm-hmm. You don't see everything. And I think that's what this album was. Had no features, but great features. You know what I mean? Have any features, but like a lot of the songs samples. Thank you. I knew he was gonna know what I was gonna say. But I thought it was a really good album. Probably has some of his. It's a good evolution of Rod Wave.
Yes.
And I think that I'm excited to see it on tour. I think he has some hits that he made these songs. Had he already been on tour and he was like, I know what songs are going to hit on tour. And I think that's
to see him on tour and create memories seeing him perform these songs live.
I think what he did great this album, and Joshua hit it on the head, where like someone who's not like a Rod Wave fan would listen to this and be like, oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. Because it's a great evolution. I'm taking Joshua's words because it's 100% right.
It's all about artist progression.
But he showed so much on this album, like his range. It's not just the sad shit. Like, he's taking you through a variety of emotions variety of different beats. And he even opened up on the $1 Million Worth of Game podcast where he talked about, he's like, I like to use a bunch of producers because I want to give people different vibes. I don't want to just make the same shit.
Right.
And nostalgia is going to give you a lot of those sentimental hits, you know, at this time of your life where you said Tip. But now I kind of want to circle it back to everybody again, if we can briefly all give our top three songs of the album. So if anybody's listening, they can check out. You agree, disagree, let us know. But Tip, what are your top three?
Top three, Come See Me.
Which was a single before the album.
Which
you didn't like.
Which I didn't. I wasn't 100% feeling at the time. But
it's a hit.
It's a hit. Absolute hit. Pass You By, that one just kind of, I think the message is a little bit more truer to me than, you know, maybe other people might receive it, but just the concept of life's going to pass you by.
Of course.
And finally, I love when artists do this. I love Tyler, Creator does it a lot, where he basically combines songs, love story, and interlude.
That's like, incredible.
Right off the bat, one of my first listens, like that one, I was like, that's one of the top ones for me.
You always got to hold on to the ones that hit you the very first listen because you know they were really good. And then when you fall in love with the album, you're like, holy fuck. Right. I can't believe this grabbed me right away. All right, Osh, what do you got?
I think in no particular order, and as we sit today as this podcast is out.
It doesn't need to be in order, but yeah.
No, not in order. I'm saying it's not in order.
Yes.
This is not in order. And
it's all fluid. It's how, like, they'll change
me
over
and Josh for will sure. have similar ones.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I'm going to say mine are Great Gatsby,
yes.
Keep It G, and 2018 would be mine. And I,
2018.
And I, so that end of the album's great.
Well, that's, but I predicted this. I predicted that when I listened to the first like five songs of the album, I was like, I really like them. Think they got some hits. There's a ton of potential. But I was like, I know this is going to be a back half better album. And I already think, like, selfishly, I already feel that way on most albums, that the back half is the best part of it. Mm-hmm. Only because I feel like the back half is the artist half.
Yeah.
The first half is like, label wants it this here. This is going to be a good radio hit. This is a good feature, whatever it may
Singles
be.
Singles might front exactly, load the album.
Exactly. But the back half is always like, the artist is like, no. These were the ones I needed
the
in.
Deep cuts.
And you could tell that, yes, like, bro, I think that the back half of the album killed it. The whole album's good. There's not a skip on the fucking album. Yeah. But those are the three that I would. And as of right now, this could change. I could fucking be feeling fluid. Another way and change it up.
But that's
as
why
of today,
music's incredible.
As of today, Great Gatsby, Keep It G, 2018, can't miss.
Those
in the right, intro. Bob. Obviously, nostalgia, the intro is probably up there too. But
biggest Rod Wave fan here, Bob, what are your top three?
So it's tough for me, right? There's been one song consistently that has been in the top three, which is Great Gatsby, which got me on the first listen because, like, I'm a sucker for Rod Wave melodies.
You've been giving off some real Jay Gatsby vibes ever since the song dropped.
But like ever since the song dropped, ever since the wedding when I had the suit on,
calling
I've been feeling like the Great
calling
Gatsby.
Calling people old sport and shit.
I've been feeling like
old
Jay.
Old sport?
but so definitely Great Gatsby was on the first listen. I would say Love Story / Interlude because his melody at the end where he switches it up high pitch is incredible. Plus, it was a longer song, kind of gives you a different vibe from the first part to the second part. I also think it was really creative in the middle where, like, it sounds like you're texting and you're hitting the set. Like, whoop. You know, you hear like the heels clicking on the floor. Like, there's so much into that. We're like, fuck.
That's such a Rod trademark.
It's such a little things because he knows people are going to keep listening. He knows it. And then I would say, fuck, this is hard. I'm trying to give my third one here because I really like 2018. I like how he closes it out. Long Journey is a lot to me. I think Rod Wave is a killer on the second song on the album. So I'm going to say Long Journey is in my top is three as well.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That was the one song you sent me to when it first came
Long
out.
Journey,
was
Long Journey, right?
Which Long Journey, to be honest with you, completely frank with you, didn't really, like, I like it. It's a good song and it's grown on me a lot more. But it was one of those songs where he's like, thank you, God.
I was gonna say,
very religious.
Talked about,
like,
God,
like,
so it did not hit for Joshua.
No, it's not even that. It's just like that, like, religious, like, it's like the, it's like Kanye when he does, like,
yeah,
you know, when he's just like rapping for Jesus. Like, I just think, to me, I'm not on that wave. I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but I do like the song. It's catchy.
Speaking about,
and
the
it's
wave.
Still a good song. They but film, it just didn't catch for me.
They, we in basketball arenas, but they hear for the wave. This motherfucker packed like a playoff game.
It's real.
It's super real. Obviously, Tip's going to see him on tour. Joshua has already bought tickets. I'm definitely going. I just haven't bought tickets yet.
Just waiting for the last minute.
Bro, gonna do a nice little Rod Wave vlog.
Yeah, so we have to be doing that.
Have to.
Part two.
I mean, I will say Zachary is the biggest Rod Wave fan here. Put me onto Rod Wave. You know,
I'm glad you said that. I also put Joshua onto Rod Wave, even though he won't admit it. And if he challenges the story, I'm getting animated.
I don't know if he did. Because I remember seeing Rod Wave on a
Zoom in.
Hard on ice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Listen, if you're listening on audio, go to the YouTube and get and see how animated I am here. Okay? I'm looking at this.
I don't know. Zachary definitely was on Rod Wave first. I'm not going to say that.
This is what happened.
Zachary was on Rod Wave first, but I don't know if he was like particularly on.
Because this is why. Full transparency. It was COVID. We're sitting downstairs in the movie theater room. We're sitting here chatting. This is like how me and Joshua got close, legit. And I was like, man, have you listened to some Rod Wave? He had some Rod Wave songs.
He had some Rod Wave. Full transparency.
He had like three or four songs.
Yeah.
I went to PTSD and I went to Ghetto Gospel and he's like, we'll pick some of your favorite songs. I was like, all right.
Put me a little mixtape together.
I downloaded all the albums. I said, you need to listen to every single song. I can't pick. And then he started listening. He was like, oh, okay, he's good.
I mean, that's a huge cosign. I can't pick one. I got to download all four albums.
Rod Wave's not a guy you listen to one song.
I did the same thing.
You have to listen to the whole thing.
Listen, for context of the people, I did the same thing with Tip. I like Lil Uzi Vert. I like Lil Uzi Vert. He has a lot of music out. Do I want to go through the whole thing? This is probably like 6 years ago. I'm like, do I want to go through his whole catalog? Not really. But I was like, Lil Uzi Vert fan.
Listen,
Tip,
I get it.
No, but Tip was, he had a big Uzi fan. So I said, hey,
I remember.
Make me a playlist.
He texted me.
And I will.
I think we were going out later that night or something. But
I sat on the tractor
that day and mowed the lawn back in Saline, listened to a bunch of songs, put them into a little playlist for the Osh, sent it off to him.
Great. And listen, that's great. But that means you put Joshua on the Lil Uzi.
No, because right, I already... Because
if you... Listen, no.
I was
no,
already had you, Uzi songs on my okay. phone. I was but just like, okay. show me but if you're, then the you, catalog.
Show me your Uzi. Favorites.
But then if you appreciate the greatness of it, that's them putting you on. I gave you... Admit to the camera right now that I gave you a second look at Rod Wave and now you fell in love. And no. Now you've bought two times. He's bought four tickets to go see
Zachary. Zachary has...
Four tickets. Zachary, that was me. Rod Wave. Shout out, baby.
Zachary expedited my fandom to Rod Wave.
Thank you.
He expedited it. I still would have been on it.
The court has ruled that's an acceptable statement.
Let's go.
It was expedited.
Let's go. But, you know, if you've made it this far, though, let's... leave a like, leave a comment, subscribe, share if you enjoyed it. Also, give us some feedback, like from Rod Wave fans, Rod Wave haters. What did you think of the album? Why don't you like Rod Wave? I'm always curious of why someone who I am in love with, and then there's other people that can completely hate the artist I love.
Yeah,
with.
So I was going to say, I'm always interested into why people like don't like Rod Wave.
And if you want to see three white dudes react to a Rod Wave album drop, also let us know that because this is the
grown-up version of that meme of the three kids sitting in a basement like talking about Fortnite or whatever, you know. Like this is us, three white dudes talking about a rap album that just dropped.
Hey, baby. I appreciate it, but thank you for listening.
Appreciate it. Thank you. I never had to tell my dogs when we on roof for greatness. They paper kitties, they want money more than they want fake shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. Be going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. We too on par for the misses. I put my heart and my feelings. On tracks I don't even feel. We bout to box, we dripping. We bout to box, we fall. My emotions, they won't. And I ain't never gonna slip. One by my mama. Won't see my brothers get ripped. I'ma tell you I'm in. Watch me get my racks. And we bought so hard they think my niggas selling crack. We was pushing packs for 2600 a pound. We was down, probably had some product in your town. But now we back, same straight for all my niggas, for all my fam. And I made about 10 racks up off these features in the end. For my grandma, hope she know that this for you and you and him. For my brothers, for my family, for my mama, for my kids. I got a stack of this gold, I tell you I'm on a roll.
About to get all this dough. Ain't no fuck niggas, no. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs that we on roof for greatness. They paper getters, they want money more than they want fake shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. Be going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. On par for the misses. I put my heart and my feelings on tracks I don't even feel. We bout to bout to we drippin'. We bout to bout to we fall.